WRIF HD2 Detroit.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Get those nerds!
Nerds! Nerds!
You're listening to Nerd Radio on Riff 2.
That's right, it is Wednesday night, and you are listening to Nerd Radio on Riff 2, as always. At least I hope you're always listening to Nerd Radio on Riff 2. Chuck being in studio with you. I've got Andrew, the man expert, in the studio with me from our morning show. How you doing tonight, Andrew?
My main man, Chuck. Always glad to be back.
It's always good to have you here. Jefferson is out again. This is 2 weeks in a row that he is not in the studio as I start the show. So I'm going to make it 2 weeks in a row that I'm going to call him. I'm going to let me pull his number up real quick here on the phone. Let's see here.
Your call cannot be completed.
I dial a phone like an old man. I'm like Vince McMahon with that giving away the $1 billion. He doesn't know how to.
I remember that was the best thing ever.
He's got to put his glasses on because he can't. All right, this should do it. I wish I had the money Vince McMahon had to give away. That would be amazing.
I wouldn't give away none. I'd be the cheapest billionaire using coupons.
Right.
Going Dutch on dates.
Jefferson Moore.
That's me.
It is Chuck Bean and Andrew the Man Expert. Say hi, Andrew.
What up, Big Jeff?
Hey, what's going on?
We're here in the studio, and you're not. You texted me a couple minutes ago. You said you're on the way back from an event. People may not know that you are also on the promo team for one of our sister stations, Sports 105. And yep. You're on the way back. What event were you doing tonight?
The Pistons.
Okay. They were playing at the Palace in Auburn Hills?
Yep. And, of course, it started to snow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's kind of cold out here, so, you know.
It was 2 weeks in a row that winter has decided to beat the holy hell out of us.
Yeah,
I hope I don't get snowed in. Last Sunday night, I got snowed into the parking lot. I was supposed to leave at midnight. And I didn't get out of here until 3:30 in the morning.
Get out of here.
They did not plow the parking lot until 3:30 in the morning. And I just had to hang out. I couldn't leave. I got that. I got a nice blue Mustang that rides a little lower than it should.
Two inches off the ground.
Right, exactly. So tonight will be really interesting too, I'm sure. So you're not driving, right, Jefferson?
No, I'm not.
All right,
that would be dangerous.
All right, good. What have you been up to this week?
Watching some TV, to be honest.
Yeah, are you still watching Supernatural?
Actually, not really too much. This time I've been watching The Blacklist. Have you heard of that one?
The Blacklist, I have heard of that one. That's, what's the lead actor?
Show.
What's the lead actor in that
yeah.
one?
Yeah, like it's another crime kind of drama thing, but it's caught my attention quite well.
That's got James Spader, correct?
Yes.
And
he's
going to be the voice of Ultron in May.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
it's going to be, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I'm worried about Quicksilver. I don't like the way Quicksilver looks so far.
I think his costume looks kind of neat.
It looked like Under Armour. It looked like he wearing cargo pants and an Under Armour shirt. That's what it looked like.
He's a runner, man.
And that weird porn star wig they got on him.
Right.
To give him the white hair.
It would look weird if he was still Days of Future Past Quicksilver.
Yeah, even though that dude did good, but the one they, I'm like, the whole look is, I don't know about the look.
I think Quicksilver's a hard character to get correct.
Is it? Pietro Maximoff is hard to get?
Well, it's one of those things like, you know, when you did Wolverine, you don't want to just put him in the yellow suit, because it could look really silly.
I feel like put him in it. Like, I almost wish they would make two versions of him. We make the one for like, okay, people don't know, but then make like the one for, well, I had to put in blood back in the day, every Wednesday, being in the comic book
right.
shops, and then... I deserve to see Quicksilver the right way.
So how much of The Blacklist have you watched so far, Jefferson?
Well, it hasn't been around for too much. I think it's actually going to be on, it's going to come back on TV pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it's back right now, and I think it's only, it's like a second season.
Right, yeah, and it's a good show. I think I'm, man, I forgot how far I'm into it. I'm still in the first season, though, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you may or may not be happy to hear that I beat Eternal Darkness. I talked about it 2 weeks ago. I finished Eternal Darkness on the GameCube. It was sufficiently creepy. I kind of enjoyed
Very
it.
Good.
I didn't. Nothing really beat the fly on the screen effect. As you, I don't know if you listened, Andrew, or if you've seen Eternal Darkness, but yeah, as your character goes gradually more crazy, the game starts to mess with you, the player, instead of just the character. And yeah, at one point there was a fly on the screen. I didn't see anything of it. Oh, you know what? There was one time. My character's limbs just started falling off. I walked in a room and like his head fell off, and I'm like, What was that?
What?
And then after his arms fell off and he like got split down the middle, then all of a sudden it flashed and I was back in the room and I was like, oh, you were screwing with me. All right.
There's a couple games. Like, remember when Metal Gear Solid did that?
Oh, yeah.
With Psycho Mantis. It was what? Read your memory card. Yep. Make Psycho Mantis control dance.
Put your controller on the floor. I will move it with the power of my mind.
This is the best. How about you, Jefferson? You been playing anything this week?
I have not. I've been actually really busy, unfortunately.
Yeah, you do
everything.
You do work and go to school.
Yeah.
On top of doing the show and then, you know, trying to be a participating nerd throughout the week.
Yeah, well, of course this is the funnest part, but, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. All right, so how far out do you think you are? When do you think you're getting back?
It's the GPS is saying 10:40 right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be getting back.
All right.
He calling you from the bathroom at a strip club lying. Like, I'm going to be here in like 20 minutes, but I swear to God. Watch you somebody back like, your chicken wings is up. You coming out here?
Okay, I'll get you guys something. What do you guys want?
Our strip club food good at this hour. They got their best chef on the make right now.
Right.
All right, man. Well, drive safe, and I look forward to seeing you when you get back, all right?
All right. See you then.
All right, man. Take care. That is our errant co-host Jefferson Moore for the second week in a row on the phone. He'll be in later tonight. In fact, we played Magic the Gathering against each other.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Absolutely.
You did not bust out Magic.
He whooped me.
Oh.
He destroyed me, so I brought my deck tonight. And if we get some time during the show here, I'm challenging to a duel. I got a surprise for him. I got a totally different deck this time. I got different colors, different strategy, different everything. So if he's listening right now while he's on his way back, I'm not going to say anything.
He just broke out his secret deck as soon as you said it.
You're right, exactly. All right, so we'll be back with more Nerd Radio and Riff 2. Me and Andrew will be here. We'll talk some more, probably some comic books, something like that. And you listen to this.
This just in. Flash. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea. Nerd Radio is taking the country by storm.
This is Nerd Radio on Riff 2.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio on Riff 2 Wednesday nights. Of course, means it's Nerd Radio on Riff 2. Chuck B and Jeff from Moore in studio.
What's up?
And we got a special thing going on for you tonight. It is, if you heard that, then it gave it away. It is the Epic Rematch! Of course, back in December, Jefferson whooped me at a game of Magic the Gathering in what was about five turns? Five, six turns?
It was six turns, I think.
It was about six turns. I didn't get a whole heck of a lot out. So
what was that? You dealt three damage to me or something?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to try this again. I'm playing a different deck. How about you?
I'm playing a different deck as well.
Okay. And for those at home who are not familiar with Magic the Gathering, we will try and keep a somewhat decent running commentary of our game. Of course, we're both playing with our own deck of 60 cards, which is how Magic the Gathering works.
Mm-hmm.
Four of any card. I'm sure there's banned cards that I'm unaware of, but if I play any, you will let me know.
Right. Yeah.
And we each have 20 life to start. The object of course, of Magic the Gathering is that you are both playing the role of wizards using
in an epic duel.
An epic duel of magic and wizardry and minotaurs in a time long ago.
Or, you know, current present, but...
You know. Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
That's all right.
All right, so you want to cut see who goes first?
Yes.
Okay.
I cut a two.
I also cut a two.
Oh, snap.
Colorless two, but that makes absolutely no difference. I cut a land. Man, we are off to a terrible start. We're both cutting the exact same stuff. One.
Zero.
Ha! I win. Yeah, I win. You cut a land, which counts as zero. I cut a one. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
All right.
I will.
I should mention I'm doing knights.
Okay. I am playing a green deck that revolves around frogs.
So a frog deck.
Frogs deck. That's correct.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. It's a little ridiculous. I expect to lose. All right. I will choose to go first.
Of course.
I will play a plains, which is a white land. I will tap it for white and use it as a colorless to play a Library of Lang. Which means I skip the discard phase of my turn. And if you cause me to discard...
Banned! Oh.
Seriously.
I think it
first
is.
First card out the deck? Well, you're dealing with it. Whatever.
It's all right.
You're dealing with it.
At the very least, it's one of the cards that they didn't realize how balancing worked yet. So
okay, all right.
A one drop that has that much power. Is...
Yeah, well, yeah, it is pretty powerful on one. That's pretty true. Okay, you drew.
I drew Grasslands, which is a land that enters the battlefield tapped, and then the next turn I can tap it, sacrifice it, search my library for a forest or a plains card, and put it onto the library.
Ah, so it lets you search for a green or a white, no matter whichever one you need.
Yeah, and puts it in the battlefield, sorry.
You just got to wait a turn to do it.
That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
My turn. Draw a card. Play a mountain. I got nothing I can do on a red and a white. I will attack you with my library. No,
you
I can't.
Cannot.
I can't do that. A library can't attack. Go ahead.
All right.
I will throw books at you.
I'm going to sacrifice my grasslands, fetch a forest, and then I'll play a plains. And I can't do anything else. So.
Yes, because you can only play one land per turn.
Correct.
So you're
well,
holding.
If I had something that costs two, I could have played
right.
it, but...
I'm going to play another card that you're probably going to tell me is banned.
All right.
The Maze of Ith.
I've not heard of it.
It is a land. I can tap it, and target attacking creature becomes untapped and deals nor receives combat damage as a result of combat.
So it gets caught in the maze, and then...
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Nice. That's kind of cool.
I will tap my one mountain to play a Black Vice. Is that banned?
No.
Okay. At the start of your upkeep, if you have more than four cards, you take one damage for each card over four that you have. Go ahead.
Dang it. That's how you're going to make him win.
My life is
lose,
laugh.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's it.
So,
I know.
So at the end,
I immediately already know what your deck is trying to do.
So at the end of your upkeep, how many cards do you have?
At the beginning of mine or is yours?
Yours.
Okay. One, two, three, four. I take four.
Four? Eee. 60. Cool. First blood.
You didn't even do anything.
Nope.
All right. Well, since I need to play stuff now, there's a Knight Exemplar.
Okay.
2/2 first strike. Other Knight creatures I control get +1/+1 and are indestructible.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
It's going to get more and more deadly the more knights you drop.
Correct.
I'll draw again. You are going to be angry at me because I drew another Black Vice. As he throws his cards down.
That's me throwing the cards
with an angry look on his face. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, I'm only taking two.
But you're taking two for each of them.
I'm taking four again.
Yep.
You are enjoying 12. This way too much.
Well, it's because I'm going to get the jump on you, but then my deck's going to stall out. You're going to just bring the pain. So I got to enjoy it while it's good.
All right, another Grasslands. Tap two. Knight of Meadowgrain. First strike. Lifelink, which means whenever
which means
deals
gain,
damage,
yeah, you gain.
I gain
health.
That much
he's,
life.
How? What is his power and toughness?
2/2. Well, 2/2. 3/3.
3/3 because of the other guy.
Correct.
Okay.
Knight Exemplar is attacking you.
No, he's not Mazebeth.
Oh, okay. But he untaps, so.
Yeah, he doesn't tap and he doesn't take any damage, so, you know, everybody wins.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the PC.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Plan. Okay, okay. I'll play a forest. I now have a plains, a mountain, and a forest, which is ridiculous. And I still have nothing to play. I told you it was going to stall out.
Is that only opponents that need to do Black Vice? Of course it is.
At the end of target, opponent's upkeep. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to eat the Black Vice.
It's not going to hurt you either.
Nope.
All right, I'm going to sack my grasslands and fetch a...
Get some more land.
Let's get some plains out on there. Those are cool. Yeah, I found it on the bottom, so I'm not going to shuffle my library.
Okay.
If that's right with you.
That's fine. It was on the bottom.
Also, I know there's a good card in the bottom, so that's cool anyway.
Yeah, which means the next time you pull a card, you're going to definitely want to shuffle.
Correct.
Cheater face.
Mundo. All right, I'm going to play a Planeswalker card.
Oh, I'm in trouble because I have a Planes.
That
means I cannot block that guy.
That's not how that card works.
Isn't that Planes? Oh, I'm thinking. That
would be Planeswalk. Yeah.
Planeswalk.
I understand completely.
Yes, that's why.
But
I
no,
confused.
It's a Planeswalker card, which... It's kind of complicated when
he has four health.
Loyalty counters.
Loyalty counters, okay. And you can increase his loyalty counters to do one of two things, and then you can decrease his loyalty counters to do another thing.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what the last thing was?
Yes.
Gain 100 life?
Yes, I saw that. But he's at four, and you have to decrease him by eight, so you have to at least... You can do that one of those once per turn, right?
It's only... Yeah.
Okay, so, like, it's going to take at least five turns for you to get him to the point where you can gain 100 life.
Correct.
I've got five turns to take you down.
Yeah.
Before you get under life.
Anyway, I'm going to do his plus one, his first plus one, and that's distribute three plus one counters among one, two, or three target creatures I control.
Jesus.
So I'm going to put two on Knight Exemplar and one on Knight of Meadowgrain.
Okay.
I'm going to attack you with
both. Now, what does that make the both of them?
That makes the Knight of Meadowgrain a 4-4 and Knight Exemplar a 4-4.
And which one does what?
Knight Exemplar is a 4-4 first strike, and the other guy is lifelink.
Lifelink, okay. I'm going to Mazevith the lifelink guy.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And I'll take the four. I'm at 16.
Also, I took two from Black Vice. So I took 10. Four, four, and then one, two.
Yes.
So I'm at 10.
Yeah. 10, 16 versus 10. All right. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm on tap. Play a strip mine. I can add a colorless with it, or I can sacrifice it to destroy a target land.
You should destroy your Maze of Ith.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah, you know why not?
Yeah.
An element of surprise.
That sounds
I'll
like
never
that.
See it coming,
that's
I guarantee
right.
you.
The Spanish Inquisition of Magic gathering right there. No one suspects the strip
Spanish.
Mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tap a red and three colorless and hit you with Sudden Impact. It's a red card that says you take one damage for each card in your hand. How dare you have cards in your
hand? That's four.
Four. Boosh. Six. He's at six. Boosh, boosh, boosh. I got a minus below 10. This is an accomplishment, people. All right, your turn.
You're so excited right now.
I am so excited.
Well, I guess I need to play some cards now. All right, I'm going to tap two, play a Steward of Valoran.
Steward of Valoran?
Steward.
Oh.
I don't think he has a proper name. Anyway.
I thought his proper name was Stuart.
Yeah.
I am Stuart of Valor.
He has Vigilance, which means attacking doesn't cause him to tap, and he taps for a green mana.
Nice.
Yes.
Those are always really cool creatures when you can, you know, you can utilize them. Once they're too small to actually attack with, you can still utilize them for mana.
Yep. Just
play more spells.
And I'm going to use Ajani, Mentor of Heroes, plus one, and put three counters onto Knight Exemplar.
What is that guy's name again?
Knight Exemplar?
No, the first guy.
Ajani, Mentors of Heroes.
Johnny Mentors.
Mentor
okay.
of Heroes.
Johnny Mentos of Heroes. All right, Johnny Mentos.
He's a hero, okay, dude?
He's
I'm going to attack with the two guys again.
All right, the lifelink guy's not getting me.
Which means you take seven.
Seven, I'll take it. I'm at nine. It's getting brutal in here. I hope this next card I draw is good. Like, really good. Like, game-ending good. That's not game-ending good. Not at all.
You aren't even getting any fog frogs?
No, I haven't gotten a single one.
Because that would probably help you out.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, that's the thing. When you're playing a two-player game, it goes way faster.
That's true.
You don't have as much time to really build towards your plan. You kind of have to get things done within the first 10 turns or so. And if you don't draw them quickly, then you don't see them.
You're SOL.
Yep. All right, let's see here.
What are you doing, man?
That's not gonna do. I'm gonna sudden impact you again.
Oh, okay. So I take another four.
Is that what you got in your hand for?
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes you two. Mm-hmm. Two, nine against two.
Yeah.
You're still gonna win.
You got nine.
I got nine. Go ahead.
This is
more than likely the turn in which you kill me.
Well, Knight Exemplar is a 7/7.
Yes.
Knight of Meadowgrain. I'm going to make it so... You know what? Yeah. I'm going to use
Johnny Mentos.
Johnny Mentos.
Come on, Johnny Mentos. He's the fresh maker. Mentos gives him... That's why they get +3/+3. Because it's like the Mentos commercial. They're all like, yeah.
I don't even know
what
you're talking.
I'm losing. Let me have a good time here.
No. Just make as many jokes as you want.
You're just rolling your eyes at me.
I'm going to buff Knight Exemplar by two, so he would be attacking for nine.
He's
and
a nine.
Knight of Meadowgrain for one, so he'd be attacking for five.
So I can either let five through and let you gain five, or I can lose the game.
Right. I'm very happy for making that kind of decision.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to play Juniper Order Ranger, who is a knight, 2/4. Whenever another creature enters the play under my control... Put a 1/1 counter on that creature and a 1/1 counter on Juniper Order Ranger.
Okay.
And then I'll attack you with these three guys.
Oh, you're going to attack me with the other...
Yeah, that guy too, because you don't have any other...
How big is he?
He's a 3-3.
Oh, so I lose either way.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're a jerk. Give me the illusion of choice when really I have no choice at all. I'll maze it with the small guy.
Oh, snap.
And take a bunch. Didn't see that coming, did ya?
I'm still almost dead, but...
Well, at least I got you closer. What were my next couple of cards? Regrowth wouldn't help me. Taiga wouldn't have been good. Another Sun Impact would have killed you. But no. Just not a good shuffle.
I got both of my field wipes that were not helpful.
Yeah. All right, so I'm 0-2. Back to the drawing board. I'm going to need a faster deck. I'm going to need to go to my game store. I'm going to need to tell the guys, look, I need a deck that is going to... Here's the colors I want to play, and I want to wipe this guy out in like 5 turns. Because he's way too quick for me. You are the undisputed Magic the Gathering champion of Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
So far.
We're gonna have to get you a crown or a belt or something, like a wrestling championship belt.
I want
belt.
Both.
A crown and a belt?
Nah, it's too greedy.
Right. All right, we'll be back after this. Some music for you here on Nerd Radio and Rift 2. Rift and more. And Chuck Bean, always, you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Rift 2 Nerds, and maybe you can help me out in my quest to beat Jefferson at Magic the Gathering. We'll be back!
I'm Tom Savage, listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Nerd!
You're listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2. Welcome back. I've got, it's Chuck Bean in studio with you as usual, but I've got Andrew the Man Expert in with me this weekend, or this week, I should say. We had him in a couple of weeks ago. We talked about some comics, found out Andrew's got a great comic book collection, and wanted to have you back on because, you know, Jefferson's really into the video games, but not so much in the comics. Like, he's got his favorite characters like Deadpool and stuff like that, but I am a hearted, true, weekly, dropping $20 to $40 a week.
There you go.
Guy.
There you
on
go.
The comics. I'm constantly behind in my books. I'm constantly trying to catch up and then buying another stack of books. You keep up with the latest stuff?
Yeah, I'm worried about it. Well, it's two things I don't think we need. So in the new variation, Superman will have a new power, which they're referring to as the solar flare.
I was reading about that. He's got like he can like go super Saiyan or something and just like make a big crater of
the way
sun
they
juice.
Explained it, it's his heat vision, but it comes from every cell in his body. So they said Batman described it as everything within a half radius is dead. But he loses his powers for a full day if he uses it.
Oh, interesting.
It takes a full day to get it back. But does he need a new power, man?
Yeah, when I first heard about it, I was reading about it online because I don't read the Superman title myself. Though I do enjoy the guy who's drawing it now, Jeff Johns is writing it.
Yeah.
And John Ronis Jr. is drawing it. Both great talents.
Yeah.
It's just not a character I'm particularly interested in. But they were saying something about, like, this is the first new power they've given Superman
like
in...
Like 50 years or something.
And I thought, even being, like a part-time Superman fan, what happened to Electric Superman back in the 90s?
That's what everybody... They ignored when he died and he came back and it was all those variations.
Yeah, when there were four Supermen. One was a cyborg and one was... Yep. Well, like, I think he's had more powers before. They just go away. They just kind of zoop.
Yep. They decided doesn't they just decided it didn't exist because you remember in Crisis he spent like 15 minutes inside the sun in a certain storyline and he had like he was God basically
totally
when he came out.
Totally that was one of the things that was really cool about All Star Superman that Grant Morrison did was they did a kind of a version of that where he went into the sun to save like some astronauts but then he ended up with like solar cancer
he dies
which was really kind of it was an interesting take on the whole thing. Yeah. So yeah, I don't. I would tend to agree. Like he's Superman. Like
that's a hard character to write because you got to keep. What's the realistic threat?
Exactly. I think I may have spoke the last time we talked about the old Superman the cartoon after the Batman animated series got huge and the Superman cartoon came out. Yeah. I watched a couple episodes of it as a probably teenager, young adult, and I thought it was silly that almost every episode was Superman gets beat up for 20 minutes or so and then goes, oh, wait, I'm Superman, and wins.
Yeah,
and that was every episode.
Minutes.
And that kind of like left a sour taste in my mouth as far as Superman. I did see the one article that talked about all the different powers they give him. Do you remember when he used to be able to fire little Supermen?
Yes, out of his the little clones.
little clone Superman.
Oh, God.
Where's that power?
How do they even get? I always wonder, how did they get that off the drawing board? Who okayed that?
It was like, what, yeah, like the 50s or the 60s or something like that. So they were just like, how about if he does this?
It's such a bad.
Nobody but kids is reading this. Nobody's gonna question this. They're gonna think it's neat.
I feel like it came out of a dare. Like someone was like, "I dare you, I can get midgets to shoot out of his hands." And
I can get midget Superman.
They're like, "No way, you can!" And like some dude okayed it. I told you,
we can get midget Superman. Oh, all right, so what's the other thing that's bugging you this week?
They're screwing with the Joker's origin. There's no reason to do it.
That I do know about. I do read that. That's one of the two or three DC titles I read is actually Batman.
Why do you need to touch the Jack Napier storyline, which has been perfect for 75 years?
I don't know. I think it's a 5-issue story arc, and we're 4 issues deep, so we're on the cusp of the end.
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, the last time the Joker was in the book, it ended up, a lot of the things he told Batman ended up just being him screwing with him.
Yeah.
It's got to be that.
I hope not.
It's got to be.
If it's the Vandal Savage, if it's true that his origin, they're not going to say he's one of the people, the three people,
right,
that slept next to the meteorite that Vandal Savage slept next to.
Yeah, so he's immortal. Yeah, because for those that don't read the Batman book, in the last issue of this this Endgame book, they started doing some research and finding out that the Joker has actually been around in Gotham forever. There's pictures of him from like the past, of him in the background of pictures of like tragedies. And it's an interesting idea. But it's got to be like it's a Joker thing. It's got to be kind of a like gotcha.
It's like that clip in Forrest Gump when he was like with Kennedy. And yep. He's like in the background. Yeah,
it's totally like that.
One of the best things about the Jack Napier storyline is that there's a lot of stuff you don't know, like how certain things happen. And there's always been that little mystery around why did he go insane like that. And why,
sure,
don't take that away.
Well, yeah, and I think this. I think. It's weird. As much as I enjoy the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo Batman book, he's definitely with his version of the Joker. He's definitely taken Heath Ledger's Dark Knight Joker and run with it. Like they've taken a character that initially was definitely a villain, but you could still present to a young child and they would be like, oh, he's scary, but he's a neat character.
Absolutely.
And they've totally turned it on its ear and made him psychotic. Like a Saw villain.
Oh, when he put his face back on? Remember they cut his face off?
Yeah.
And when they started, he put it back on.
They started the new 52 and it was Detective Comics. Oh. And he fooled another supervillain, or he got another supervillain to basically like surgically remove his entire face.
So awesome.
Which is, yeah, like it's a neat kind of creepy idea, but it's also one of those things, you know, kind of like giving Superman, you know, this extra power. It's one of those things you have to go, okay, how do we come back from this if it doesn't work?
Yeah, and that's going to be rough, man. You turn him into some immortal, superpowered. Because Vandal Savage is like strong, he can't die.
Right, he's functionally immortal.
You're going to give all that to the Joker, man.
Yeah, definitely. And a character like the Joker, who is this particular version of the Joker, who's psychotically insane.
Everybody's screwing with everything now. Like Jimmy Olsen's a black dude now in the.
Right. They're talking about what in the new. Is it one of the new TV shows?
Yeah,
or is it
he's a black dude now.
Human Torch is going to be a black dude in the new Fantastic Four movie.
I don't get it. Like, why do you got to screw around with? I think it's nice you want to be progressive. I don't think it's one to be progressive. They're trying to get some shock value and make you watch it
a little bit. But I know that a lot of it, and this kind of leads into the big news in the comic book world the last couple of weeks is the two big events is a little bit of both DC and Marvel, not so much pushing the reset button. But trying to add a lot of diversity when it comes to people of color, different sexualities, different, you know, putting more women to the forefront kind of thing. So when DC is doing a thing called Convergence in a couple of months where they're going to have a weekly series and they're going to end every title for 2 months. And then 2 months after Convergence is over, they're going to bring all the titles. We're going to bring 24 of the titles back, the ones that sell the best, Batman, Harley, Superman, all that stuff. And then they're going to make 25 absolutely new titles that all go in new directions. There's one called We Are Robin, which looks kind of interesting. If you've been reading the Batman and Robin book, Robin has returned from the dead with basically Superman powers.
Yep.
So he's going to have his own book, which will be really interesting. There's a Black Canary fronted book that looks a little bit like the Spider-Gwen book.
Don't you think you just make a new title? You don't. Because here's the deal. If John Storm is black, how are him and Sue's sister and brother now?
Maybe they're not.
That's what I mean. You got to go into some weird direction. Now it's like different strokes. And it's Just make a new character.
And on the Marvel side, they're doing the Secret Wars, which is functionally almost the same thing. They're gonna end every book over the summer. They're gonna do a miniseries, and then they're gonna bring them all out almost like a new 52. They're gonna roll them all out, and we don't have as much information about that as we do about the DC event yet. But they're already putting out there that part of it is the Ultimate Universe, where we've got the Miles Morales, the half Spanish, half Black Spider-Man. Yeah. He's going to end up in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Because he's the only character really that's successful. And, I wouldn't be surprised if we get the Sam Jackson Nick Fury from the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Over, because they tried to bring out Nick Fury Jr.
Yeah.
to try and capitalize on Sam Jackson. But the real reason Sam Jackson is Nick Fury is Ultimate Nick Fury.
You got it.
And, it's if you're going to start bringing characters from the Ultimate Universe over into the regular Marvel Universe, he's got to be near the top of the list.
They're not gonna, they're gonna want it to coincide with the films.
Absolutely.
So you're going 10 years out, I think, right, is how far out Marvel went. 10 years they showed.
And it'll be interesting too to see the rumor mill has been for the last year and a half about Fox owning the Fantastic Four and the X-Men, and Sony owning Spider-Man. Marvel being like, look, we'll do whatever it takes to force you to sell them back to us now.
And that's what the shutdown, I think, is.
Yeah, the Fantastic Four book is ending in 3 months. Yep. And they have no plans of bringing it back for a while. They can't kill the X-Men books because they still make quite a bit of money on them. But they can sweep, Fantastic Four under the rug for as long as it takes.
They're not doing it right. Fox and Sony are just, they're screwing up too. If you compare the Fox and the Sony movies to the Marvel movies, it's comparison.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's more heart to the Marvel movies.
Doctor Doom was mildly evil in the Fantastic
Four. Yeah, really, really. He was a little naughty.
Yeah. But then you look in the actual books, he's literally one of the top guys. He'll kill a country if he wants to.
Right, totally.
And now it's just, they got to do something with Spider-Man. They're losing too much money. To me, Sony's throwing away money with what you could do with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What those movies could be.
And I read something earlier in the week, as they've been announcing books, about this might be a loophole. If they can pull Miles Morales into the regular Marvel Universe, then maybe Sony doesn't own Miles. They just own Peter Parker Spidey.
Yeah.
So at which point they can put Miles in the next Captain America movie.
Which you gotta have. See, that's the other thing I'm worried about. To already have announced Civil War, but we don't have a way to put Spider-Man in it.
Right.
If you read that storyline, he was a huge
He was a big chapter in that, him actually unmasking on live TV was a huge chapter of that movie. And it'll be interesting to see how they work around that. Because obviously, if you read the Winter Soldier in the comics, that was almost like a year of Captain America comics, and they compressed it into a 2-hour movie.
One movie.
So they, they totally rejiggered stuff here and there. I loved Aaron Zola in that movie.
Oh, I dug.
I was so happy Aaron Zola was in the computer, and he was creepy, and it was yes.
They killed it. That was one of the few where I was it couldn't have been any better. They did that exactly like it should have been.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really sweet to see a Cap movie with to see Falcon and Black Widow.
Yeah,
just totally awesome.
Yes, and I was worried because that's a hard character. It's hard in the Marvel universe when you look at everybody has all these awesome powers, and then the Black Widow is just
a spy, a super spy.
Falcon's just a guy with this
with the wings. Yeah, with the wingsuit.
I didn't like how they looked, but I heard I heard they've revamped it. I heard the new suit is insane.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we'll get to see Falcon and maybe War Machine in Avengers.
Well, Machine's in it. Remember, he's in that. He's trying to help him pick the hammer up.
They've already released the toys. There's War Machine toys.
Yeah.
That go with the Age of Ultron stuff. So I'm hoping maybe we'll see War Machine in the suit.
Yeah, because they
rolling around and be awesome.
They've killed me with Iron Man 3. Is just
Yeah, yeah, we talked about that before.
They hurt me so badly.
Absolutely. I always thought, with the Mandarin, that, I'd be insulted.
They threw away literally his number one villain, and they made it. And even with the Iron Patriot and all the suits at the end, they were just getting torn apart like tissue paper.
Right.
And at the end of the movie, Gwyneth Paltrow is who beats
Killian. And that's a thing too. Did you see the art for the new title that's coming out for Marvel, A-Force?
Yes.
The all women Avengers. title. To me, I'm really excited for it because A, the writer, G. Willow Wilson, who does Ms. Marvel, Ms. Marvel's been killing it. It's been out for a year and it's one of the best books ever. She goes, she's a 14-year-old Muslim American teenager from, I think from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And she's got kind of Mr. Fantastic's powers. She's an Inhuman and she's a huge superhero nerd. So like there was the Wolverine crossover where she, like when she realized who she was, like, it's like, oh my God, you're Wolverine. I have your trading card. And it was awesome. But she's going to be writing this book, which is going to be really cool. And if you look at the all the characters on that thing, you've got She-Hulk right in the forefront. And you've got a whole bunch of characters. But then Spider-Gwen is in there.
Yeah.
And like Rescue, which was the armor that Pepper Potts wore in the Iron Man comic.
Series. Yes, that's right. One of the books. Rescue was cool, too.
And you've also got a couple of X-Men. Like you've got Dazzler, Phoenix, and Storm. And they're all in their 70s gear. And then you've got Jubilee and... crap, who else was it? There's two of them, Jubilee and Rogue, and they're in their 90s cartoon gear. I think it's going to be
The 90s cartoon gear was, you got everybody loved that.
That was
show.
The Jim Lee stuff.
Yeah, that was an awesome show.
I think looking at that, you're really, what you're looking at is a Secret Wars like a title. It'll be interesting to see if it'll probably run during Secret Wars, and it'll be interesting to see if it runs after Secret Wars and how it works.
I wonder what the big push with women is lately. Like they're doing it. There's like Ghostbusters 3 is all women now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't see where that's coming from. I'm hoping it goes well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally.
Like there's female Thor.
Yeah, which that book is killer.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. But I where's that coming from? What's going on and I'm missing?
I think it's a representation issue. Like for instance, and you are a person of color.
Yeah.
In case anyone didn't know.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have you on to talk to you about this. They turned Falcon into Cap.
Yeah.
About 5 or 6 months ago. And then before that there's a Mighty Avengers book, which
That's old though. Like Falcon, I don't think people realize Falcon's done that a few times before.
Okay.
He's taken over. Like remember when Steve, when he died, when Captain America died, there's been several times where just like James Rhodes has been Iron Man for I don't know how many times in a row.
Sure, totally.
It's just that like I don't think you need to. It's almost like overkill sometimes when I'm like, dude.
That was my question is like, do you get a charge out of it when you see something like, you know, like the Mighty Avengers book is Luke Cage and like literally like all the Black Avengers.
Yeah.
Which to me seems a little. It seems a little odd, but at the same time, like, I'm a suburban white dude. Like, I don't have a dog in the fight.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on?
So I don't understand. Like, I always want to, you know, it's like, ask a black man. It's one of those things, you know? I want to ask a black man. I was like, is this a cool thing?
I think back in the early 80s, 70s, it was a big deal. Because Marvel's always been really progressive like that. But I don't think you need to... overkill, like the Black Avengers are gonna have all kind of problems. Like the police keep pulling them over, they making them all get out the car. They can't get to the scene. When they get to the scene, they think they're the ones who did it.
They're
get arrested.
All showing their Avengers card. And they're like, no, I don't believe you.
They late to all the crimes.
Let me get Captain America on the phone. Oh wait, Cap's a black guy too now. All right, can I get cool. Tony Stark on the phone? And you're like, come on, really?
We don't need to. I think it's cool, but it's not. You don't need to overkill it. And that's what I think they're what they're doing with the women right now. I think that's what they're doing with the black characters.
And kind of with the women too. It does feel a little bit like almost like really, really pushing it all at once.
Yeah, and I don't see why.
I want to see it. I totally want to see it. I want to as a human being that cares about other people, I want to see everybody. I want everybody to come into the comic book world feeling represented and seeing something for themselves.
But I can't say this sucks now. That's the that's what I don't like. I can't say it sucks when you're trying to push something on me. Like I can't say that the Ghostbusters 3 sucks because it's all girls. Because then I seem like I hate
exactly.
Women. You can't say being you white. You can't say Captain America sucks because he's black.
No, I can't do that.
You got like no. It's
like I good. And that is it's a really weird place to be. The world is a weird place to be nowadays because like you can't even if something's bad. If it's representing a minority of any sort, whether it be, you know, race or orientation, sexual orientation or whatever. Like, you can't just be like, well, this sucks because there's always going to be people who knee jerk.
Oh,
like,
oh,
you can't say that.
And I'm like, that was my one safe haven, the comic book world, where I didn't have to be politically correct. And I missed the 90s when every single female character just had giant titties in the smallest costume they could.
Yeah,
and that
was
her job.
All right, man. Well, we'll have you on again. We'll talk some more comic books and we'll be back.
You're a talking turtle.
And you're a human nerd. Now get it.
We're back with more Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Run for your life.
Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio.
That wraps up another week of Nerd Radio on Rift 2. Chuck Bean, as always, with you. Thanking you for listening to our show. Encouraging you to go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rift2Nerds, and check it out. Send us comments and links. Let us know what you think of it. And as always, you can find links to our podcast and our website, wrf.com/Rift2, where you can listen to any of the shows that you've missed. And you can find us on iTunes as well. As we leave you, I want to remind you that coming up in the next couple of weeks, quite a few events. Next weekend is the MSU Comics Forum happening at the Michigan State University, a great opportunity to see a lot of creators from the local area, as well as a couple of the national creators that'll be there. It's kind of a cool thing. We had Jay Fosgate in a couple weeks ago talking about it, and maybe we'll replay that next week just for kicks. Coming up the weekend after that is the Great Lakes Comics Expo at Macomb Community College. It's kind of a nice mid-sized con to get you a little bit of flavor and get you pumped for the Novi's Motor City Comic Con that happens in May. That's going on not next weekend, but the weekend after at the Macomb Community College. I think it's maybe a couple bucks to get in. I think it's under $10 maybe to get in. And you can check out a lot of dealers, see if you can find some cool stuff in dollar boxes, see some dudes that'll sign some comics for you, and have a great time. As we leave you this week with our musical track, usually this is where we'll play you the They Might Be Giant song from their Dial-A-Song network, which I do encourage you to go and check out dialasong.com for the new track. This week, however, with the news that Spider-Man is rejoining the Marvel Cinematic Universe, thanks to an agreement between Sony and Marvel Comics, I'm going to play you the theme song to the old Spider-Man TV show by the Ramones. Thanks for listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2. We'll see you next week.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Thank you. Gossip, rumors, panic in the streets. We're lucky. Crazy scientist turns himself into some kind of a monster. Four mechanical arms welded right onto his body. Guy named Otto Octavius winds up with eight limbs. What are the odds? Hoffman! Yeah. What are we going to call this guy?
Dr. Octopus.
That's crap.
Science Squid?
Crap.
Doctor Strange.
That's pretty good. But it's taken. Wait, I got it. Dr. Octopus.
I like it.
Of course you do. Dr. Octopus. New villain in town. Doc Ock.
Genius.
What, are you looking for a raise? Get out.
You've been listening to the Nerd Radio on Rift 2 podcast. Each week, our podcast can be found on our website, wrif.com/Rift2, RIFF2. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Rift2Nerds. It's RIFF2Nerds, NERDS. And you can find us on Twitter as well at Rift2Nerds. Listen to Nerd Radio on Rift 2 every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. And thank you for listening to our Nerd Radio on Rift 2 podcast.